broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for March 19th in the year of our Lord, 2020. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the brilliant checks and balances that our founders put in place, absolutely one of the great grand keys to restoration today. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. All right. By the way, there's a lot of people that are complaining that they're not able to listen to the normal streams, and it's a long, complicated, multi-layered story, but I'll try to give you the quick summation. Google, for some reason in their browsers, have dropped support for some of our servers, Shoutcast 1.0 protocols, if you will. And so what happened is we had to dump some of our servers, and what we did is we increased listeners on the more modern servers. And so depending on where you're listening, let us know if it doesn't work. Give us the exact details of, you know what website you're on or what link you're clicking on or whatever, what service you're using. And we'll get to the bottom of it and fix it as fast as we can. But thanks to Google and their browsers, they've changed a lot of the technologies. And so different things don't work now. Well, if you say, well, Sam, I'm listening on the phone. It doesn't have anything to do with my browser. Yes, it does. Because remember, the same technology that the browsers are using is a lot of the same technology that is used to get streams. Okay, so if you're listening on a phone, understand that somehow the phone has to get the signal, right? Well, the people that, you know, do that with us are called Zeno Media. They use protocols too, but you know what? If nobody else can use the stream and I'm forced to take the stream down, then, you know, I got to replace the URL. Give them the new stream, right? Well, I've tried to contact these folks till I'm blue in the face and I can't get a hold of anybody there. I've emailed every link that I have and contacted everyone that I can. And, well, they're saying, hey, nothing. Well, are they hit by the coronavirus and can't respond? I just don't know. But I'm working on it is the point. And so, please, any information that you can give me about where and when and who and what and how, and you know, would be very helpful. And I'll track it all down. Last night at about 8 p.m., we were working on updating the Liberty News Radio site to get all the correct links there. So that's all changed. So there's a lot of good things happening. But we need information. If you go to libertynewsradio.com, you can listen. I don't know if the phone lines are working or not this morning. I'll have to check. There's just too many things to work on at the same time, right? Nevertheless, we understand the problems. We're working with several people to fix it. Let me give you an example. If you're on TuneIn, hey, we had the wrong link there. So I went to TuneIn, and I can't get a hold of any humans. Of course, half the companies in the world now, there's no way to get a hold of any humans. I mean, we've gone into a crazy world, folks. You're telling me that everybody's home with the coronavirus with nothing to do. But yet none of these companies can answer phone lines to talk to people to make real-time decisions and put things in place. So I have to fill out a form on TuneIn, which I've filled out and submitted with all the new details, but no one's got back to me. So is it updated or not? I don't know. I'll have to spend time this morning to go chase that down and figure it out, right? Anyway, all I'm telling you is it's a little bit of a doozy, but our main links are up. Go to libertynewsradio.com. And the links are there, and we're getting the other services back online just as fast as we possibly can. All right, with that, a quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Jane M. Orient. She's a medical doctor, and she's executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And she's also currently president of Doctors for Disaster Preparedness. She's also the author of an incredible book called Your Doctor's Not In, Healthy Skepticism About National Healthcare. That's where they're going with this coronavirus, too, by the way, national healthcare. We talked about her incredible article, Don'ts and Do's of the Coronavirus. You go check that broadcast out yesterday. I'm telling you, it was 30 minutes long, first half hour of the show, and I'm telling you, she did a phenomenal job about realistic things to do and not to do. She didn't get into the hyperbole of any conspiracy or any, but she just broke it down in a very, in my opinion, logical, valuable way. So check that out yesterday. It is available online at libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. Neither of those links have changed, so that's all good. Sam and Kurt feel the earthquake live. It happened yesterday, literally 24 hours ago. 2 minutes ago, a minute and a half ago, if you will, 24 hours ago, we were feeling the earthquake live while on air. It was a 5.7 magnitude earthquake, and it was reported near Magna, Utah, which is about 10 miles west of Salt Lake City, and it was felt all over the state, and it's the biggest earthquake in Utah since 1992, and a lot of damage done. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Salt Lake City Temple, which is a worldwide location of renown, a beautiful building. Anyway, at the top of that is a statue for an ancient prophet named Moroni who had a trumpet in his hands, and the trumpet fell out of his hands during the earthquake. So quite a bit of damage, 75,000 people without power, not a lot of fun. Some of the experts in Utah are saying, hey, at least a lot of us are prepared with food and everything else. Now, there's a lot of rumors surrounding it. Some people are saying, oh, my gosh, University of Utah folks are predicting a 9.0 earthquake coming. Beware. You know what? Get dressed. Get your shoes on. Get ready. Okay, that was all hyperbole. It was all bogus. There was no predictions or expectations of that by any professionals. It was just perpetuated by the social media folks that aren't checking their sources. Remember, be very careful when you bring news to other people. Double check your sources. You know what? Spend the time to vet what you know, if you see something that looks like, man, this is off the charts. I'm telling you, spend the time to double down and check it. Once, check it twice, check it thrice, as they say in the media. Anyway, there you go. COVID-19 cases have risen to 51 in Utah. 10 of them are from out of state, 41 in Utah. To date, about 900 Utahns have been tested for the virus. 5% of the tests in Utah were positive. So that's a very interesting, tiny, 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 tiny number. Now, they're saying this could get bad, and they may be right. Social distancing, self-isolation, and self-quarantine continue to be the best option to prevent it from spreading. But understand, preventing it from spreading doesn't mean that you won't get it. It just means that it'll delay when you get it. They're trying to not make a big old spike. They're trying to make kind of waves of this stuff happen, which have some good and some bad in them. Good, that it won't overwhelm the hospitals and the, quote, medical supplies and equipment that we have in need. That's the positive. The negative is that we won't develop herd immunity near as fast. And the negative is that it's going to make this thing last forever, which is going to be an economic disaster, not to mention the human relationship factor disaster. Nearly 200,000 people across the globe have been tested, and about 8,000 people have died so far. In the U.S., only about 6,300 have been tested as of yesterday, okay, with only about 100 deaths. So the numbers are very low at this point, but there's a lot of fear out there. And I'm not saying that we should take it lightly. We should take it seriously, as Dr. Jane Orient suggested we should. But the nation's facing blood shortages now because donations have plummeted. The mayor de Blasio takes seriously the possibility of a shelter in place to come down in the next 48 hours. We'll keep an eye on that. Dollar General stores are giving the first hour to the elderly. That's actually a pretty neat private sector move that I think has value. I think social distancing has a lot of value. A lot of people not showing up to work at Amazon because they're fearful of the coronavirus. So Amazon's paralyzed and can't even ship out products right now. I'm not saying they're shipping out nothing. I'm just saying that's been a big problem. So Amazon wants to hire 100,000 new workers because of the coronavirus. 100,000 new workers. Wow. Hour two, despite shelter in place orders for San Francisco and saying you can only go to the essential services, they're saying, hey, marijuana dispensaries are an essential service. So those are open. The Trump administration says that individuals and businesses will be allowed to delay the payment of their taxes by 90 days, helping folks with dollars. Quote, F Donald Trump's National Day of Prayer, says Rashida, whatever her name is. She pushes nasty message on media and then has to backtrack. What a nutcase. Medicare will immediately expand coverage for telemedicine nationwide. That's good news. Telemedicine is coming into its own, as it wisely should. It's the least expensive option, and you can get a lot of help that way. I think that's phenomenal news. We talked about this MIT PhD, Shiva Agajara. I don't know how to say his name. Anyway, he basically says, hey, you know what? I think there's fear-mongering to advance the deep state, he says. And by the way, I think he's absolutely right. Now, he ends by saying, listen, I do believe the coronavirus is real, though. Let's not think it's just fake or a hoax. It's real with deadly consequences. He just believes that the deep state, the New World Order, the global government, whatever term you're used to, they are taking advantage of this situation and really advancing the deep state. And sadly, I believe that's true. And as the broadcast unfolds, we're going to talk about that and prove that point to you. Without further ado, Kurt Crosby, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. The two congressmen now have been tested positive for the coronavirus, Kurt. And I guess it's Mario Diaz-Balard of Florida and Ben McAdams of Utah, both tested positive for the coronavirus, sir. And my question is twofold. One, how do so many famous and celebrity people end up with this virus? Number one, I mean, is there an attempt or an agenda to put that into the mainstream public circuit? I mean, I don't get it. How do so many of these popular people have it? The second question is, how do they get tests so quickly? Okay, everywhere I turn, there are stories of articles about how tough it is to get a test. So, in the New York Times science desk, there's a guy who basically says, my coronavirus test, 5 days, a dozen calls, hours of confusion. And by Tim Guerrera, and he basically struggled to get a test. How do these rich cats all get the virus, and then how do they all get tests so quickly and easily? I guess different classes of citizens, huh?
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? Just very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song and will you listen?
Our next oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes. She said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing up.
My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation, and he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
That's all I said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Brian Rust, RustQuentinGift.com with us. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you. Good to be with you guys.
So I want to ask my question again, and I'm hoping somebody can respond to this. Maybe, Kurt, you have an idea. Maybe, Brian, you have an idea. But we hear every single day that more and more and more celebrities and wealthy, rich people and famous people and whatever they are, government officials and, you know, popular people, whatever you want to call these people, I don't know what to call them, but literally public figures. I mean, they're getting coronavirus left and right like you wouldn't believe. For example, two Congress members now testing positive for the coronavirus. This guy from Florida, this Diaz guy, Diaz-Balard, and then Ben McAdams from Utah, both testing positive. Over 12 House and Senate members have basically self-quarantined, not knowing if they have it or not. But how do so many people get these one viruses so quickly? And number two, how on earth do they get tested? There's stories, horror stories of all kinds of people trying to get tested, and over life and limb, they can't even get a test. There's two classes of people in America, you and I and, well, the special guys, as far as I can tell. Other than that, I don't know how to explain it. Kurt, what do you say?
Well, you know, knowing a little about, you know, science and about these lab tests and things like that, it's really concerning to me to really put so much stock into the whole idea of, quote, testing, if you will, in that I've seen cases in my, you know, professional career exactly where dealing with labs where they literally had changed like a certain light bulb in a, you know, particular machine, and they, you know, got all these different numbers and even reported them to us, and I questioned them and said, what's going on, because these are just way out there. And then they had to reevaluate things, and, you know, when they fixed the light bulb situation, they got a whole new different numbers. So, you know, I have little, I guess you could say, hope or faith or whatever in this whole, you know, idea of testing being the, you know, end of all, you know, kind of solutions, if you will.
Well, we're not even talking about truth. That, really.
Well, I know, point. But it's part of it.
And Dr. Jane Orient validated your point, Kurt, and said that they weren't very accurate either, and that they were. There's not enough of them. They're not very accurate, so don't count on them. I agree with you.
Very good. And then why do the wealthy, you know, the Tom Hanks and et cetera, his wife, and then, of course, the Congress critters or whatever, you know, have access to the tests? You know, to me, that has to do with, you know, the same old thing that we always see. You know, there's different levels of justice for different people. You get a parking ticket, you know, don't pay it, you're going to prison. Hillary, you know, does deals with foreign governments, and, you know, hey, it's not even a slap on the hand for her, you know.
Yeah, sad point. I just wanted to highlight that point. Brian, what do you think, though? I'm surprised at how many of these people are getting the virus, but then they all get the testing abilities as well.
Well, the rich and famous, you know, they seem to get the, you know, everything seems to be open to them, or they can find it anywhere. I think it's, you know, as far as, you know, getting the virus, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe they're amongst various people and maybe a little reckless. I don't know if that's the answer, but maybe they're being a little reckless amongst people and others and not really, you know, being smart about you know, doing some of the things you need to do.
Well, and maybe, and I know we're not supposed to profile, but the reason that I'm bringing this up is because just maybe we could come back and say, hey, depending on what circle you travel in, the likelihood of you getting this thing is a whole lot greater or a whole lot less.
Bingo. Yeah, I agree.
You know, if you are a jet-setting person and you're like, you know, some of these people that could just appear in Washington today and Utah tomorrow and, you know, Florida the next day and, you know, Bangkok the next day and Germany the next day or whatever, you know, your likelihood of getting it and or spreading it increases a gazillionfold compared to, say, a Sam Bushman who literally works from home, does his radio show from home. I mean, I go out. It's not like I don't go out, and I travel on occasion, but it's very rare. You know, I'm not likely to spread it near, like, say, some of these other people, not even close, because I don't really interact with a lot of people, number one. And number two, I don't have a lifestyle that encourages that. In other words, when you travel and your immune system gets run down and everything else, I'm not in that situation very often. I travel on occasion, but I don't enjoy it, and I don't do it very much.
Yeah, I think you hit something right there. Yeah, they're out, and maybe because they're out there in that circle, they have more access to maybe the testing kits, huh?
I'm sure they do.
You're that person.
All right. Anyway, I just found that interesting, is why I wanted to kind of highlight that. Where's gold and silver sitting right now, sir? And I'll tell you why I asked the question right after we discuss it.
Well, the metals are way down. And just to give a heads up, based on last week, the physical players in metal have not touched the paper spots. But obviously, paper spots are sitting around 1473.50 gold, 1201 silver, which is 122.6-to-1 ratio at the moment.
That is just out of control, sir.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why the physical the big boys that hold the physical have been, and I mentioned this at times, they've been trying to fight the paper traders and the manipulation, and even with attorneys. I've talked to a few of my big
so what you're telling me is people who take possession, hard metal people that really want the metal, are really pushing back now about the paper play.
Absolutely. And they've been fighting this for a number of years because of if you're getting big banks being fined, which we know and see big fines, and yet they're making billions of dollars profit, and they're dropping it in paper in the marketplace and buying up physical. Well, the guys that are getting hit are the physical traders. I mean, they have to buy X amount of millions and millions of dollars to stockpile, and we then go to them to buy the product. And then they allow these banks to trade in this, to drop the markets. They fine them. The money goes back to the government, which is, hey, here's spendable money that we can spend more because, we have billions, hundreds of billions of dollars more to spend. Well, they're not giving it back to the physical guys. So last week they said, no, we have here's our spot. Here's our metal. If you want it, this is what it's going to cost. And I've been selling, right now I'm selling silver rounds as I get them and so on. And I've got, as I get them coming, we're pre-selling or we have. Rounds are running $17 an ounce, and I can't keep them in. I'm selling them like mad. Silver, 2020 Silver Eagles, which the government stopped making, I'm selling at $20.
Whoa, you're going so fast with so much good information. Hold on, this is awesome. You said that the government stopped making them?
Yes.
Why?
Not making them. Don't have metal, I'm sure. Or they've shut it down. Yeah, they just.
Yeah, but they have and can get metal.
So why would
Hold on, the price would go up because we'd start mining it. People need jobs, buddy. I'm kind of redneck now. So, you need something. I say somebody can go get it for you,
Why would the price be down if you can't find it and you can't get enough and you're pre-selling?
It just
right. doesn't make any sense.
That's right.
I agree. So hold on, let me understand this then.
Yeah.
So if you get a silver round right now, you're going to sell it to me for $17 if I'm, in line or whatever else to get it, right?
Right.
All right, and how much is it on paper?
Well, if spot was $12 an ounce, you'd probably pay around 13 and a half, 13, just over.
Yeah, enough to mint the metals and transport and shipping and a little bit for the guy in the middle and all that together, right?
Correct.
And but I can't get it. So my question is, if that's what it says on paper, but I can't get the metal for that, why don't we just start buying up a bunch of it and demand delivery?
Yeah, the problem is no one's selling it to you at that.
Hold on now. If I buy it on paper, that means I have it. All I got to do is demand delivery, right?
Yeah. Well, you know how that works?
I'm drilling into this on purpose. I know exactly how it works.
No.
They're going to have to renege.
That's right.
And when they renege, then what?
Well, yeah. Actually, you've seen the issues that are happening as this market's dropping. I get the virus is causing maybe some havoc in the marketplace. But when the stock market crashes, and we knew it would come down, we said it. What goes up is going to come down. And as it's coming down, people are saying, okay, well, this is the reason it's dropping. And even the metals. Why is the metals dropping? Well, they've got to cover their ETFs so that their margin calls are happening. If they don't provide cash right now, they got to get cash to save those margin calls so that they have. Anyway, that whole cycle is a crock because, paper. They influx more paper. They've got to save this marketplace. Well, if it crashes, our whole world's a mess. Well, why would the metals go down? Well, we're saying the metals aren't going down if you have physical because you can't get it.
Hold on. Let me just stop you there to make this clear. So,
for Sam and you,
we're going to do this slow. The metals aren't going down because you can't get it, is what Brian's saying. However, the paper play shows it down. We're going to start there right when we come back. And then I've got a bombshell for you, like you wouldn't believe, to talk about with Brian. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam Kurt, Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com on your radio. This is your live Liberty Roundtable Honest Money Report.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Another state recording its first death from coronavirus. This time, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan made the announcement late yesterday that a man in his 60s had died of it. Hogan noting the man had underlying health issues, though. Also, the governor was suggesting that despite having already closed schools and gyms and restaurants, bars, theaters, there could be even stricter policy orders coming soon.
It sounds scary, and it may sound extreme, and it's going to really be inconvenient and disruptive to people's lives.
President Trump has signed a multi-billion-dollar coronavirus aid package into law. It includes paid leave benefits, unemployment benefits, and free diagnostic testing. Millions of Americans could also get as much as $2,000 from the government under a bill the Trump administration is still pitching to Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Health experts say this is an encouraging development out of China. It's reporting no new cases of the coronavirus there for the first time since the outbreak. China's National Health Commission saying in its Wednesday report, no new domestic cases were confirmed on that day. The first day since December, there have been no new cases to report in China. There's a local state of emergency in effect in a Utah city, not because of coronavirus, but because of a 5.7 magnitude earthquake yesterday. The Magna City Historic Main Street had to be closed because of extensive damage.
This has deemed them to be unsafe for humans to be near right now. We have a big concern with that and any aftershocks.
The USGS reporting nearly 60 aftershocks have rattled the Salt Lake Valley since that first quake, including a 4.6 magnitude aftershock that struck about 6 hours after the first one. No reports of injuries or deaths. This is USA Radio News.
All right, Brian Rust of RustQuentinGift.com with us. This is your financial honest money report, ladies and gentlemen, on Liberty Roundtable Live. Let me recap what you kind of were in the middle of saying, and then I want you to just continue, Brian, and catch us up here. You might have to press slight rewind to put it in full context. But what you really said to me is the con game is on full display. Is that what you said?
Sure.
That's right. That's not what you said, but that's my takeaway, and I want to make sure that I'm not putting words in your mouth. That's really what's happening, right?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, I'm for the last couple of days, I've been trying to buy product, you know, get product, which has been very difficult to get.
It's almost as hard as them Corona tests. You better get in the rich category, buddy. Then you'll get all you want.
That's exactly. I better get one of those ones. Yeah, I think a guy had five of them out here earlier yesterday. No, yeah, I mean, and so in that market, trying to find product and so on, I've got 10 people waiting every morning at my door with cash. You know, they want to come in and they want to buy product. And
I wonder why.
I explain. Yeah, that's right. the factors are that the markets are dropping and why wouldn't they be manipulated? They've been manipulated all the way along. We can prove that. And so we're seeing the manipulation even in the metals market on paper that's dropping too. But the physical guys are saying, okay, and one point, just my brain goes 100 miles an hour, as you guys can tell, but one point is the factor of my physical guys. When I call, I it takes me 15 minutes sometimes to even get someone on the phone, which is crazy, right?
I mean, that's because they're hungering down right now, buddy, in their houses.
It sounds like Sam. We had the same problem with some of the connections, right, Sam?
yeah, I can't get a hold of people in the media to get some of our stuff fixed. They're just MIA. Now, I don't understand when everybody's like running around going, we don't have jobs. We're all panicked. Well, maybe you ought to answer your phone if you want a job, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's a weird thing. So is this happening in silver and gold both or just silver?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't keep you in. Right towards the end of the day, I have a tray. I have a tray of old gold sold on the thing. Guy comes in last night, looks at it and says, I'll take that whole tray. Drops $9,000 cash, walks out the door with the gold.
And so you're saying you can't get enough gold or silver?
Right.
All right, so in silver then, you're saying the spot really is around 13-something, but, man, you won't sell it less than 17 because you can't even get it in at that. It might be 18 or 19 or 20 before you know it. And the Silver Eagle, Silver Dollars 2020s that we are so excited that just got made a couple of months ago, the government's not even making them. We really got to drill in and ask why that is. And maybe it is a silver shortage, but that would be up for discussion. But here's the so there's like a $4, $5, whatever spread right now. That's in the silver market. What about gold? What's it spot on paper, and then what's the reality that you're seeing?
So 1473.50, and I'm selling Eagles and Maples, different things from around 6:30 to 6.5.
So help me put that in perspective, 16, though. Keep it in an ounce.
30 to 16.5.
Oh, 60, so it's a couple of $100 more in this case than per ounce.
That's right, because by last weekend, my guys were saying, you know what, yeah, this stuff's dropping, but the physical's not. I mean, if the physical we're keeping, this is the marketplace. I mean, to get it, to buy it, and so on. Now, I was on the phone yesterday. One of my wholesalers had a bunch of quarter-ounce gold eagles, and so he had 35 of them or something. I say, he goes, yeah, I've got these right now. Okay. I'll just take them. So I got them. I can sell them out here. I had a guy call me on the phone, a good client of mine, who called and said, you know, we got talking, and what do you got? I said, I got nothing. I got a few quarter ounce. How many you got? Boom. I'll take 20 of them right now. I mean, it's that crazy.
And what are they selling? 20, those are quarter ounces. What are they selling for?
Yeah, they're $450.
So when you do the 450, that's $1,800 an ounce, and they're saying that spot's like 14-something.
Right. And
so see, that's a $400 spread when you can't even keep it in stock.
That's right.
Okay, now here's the
question.
So
the real price is much higher.
Yeah, because physical.
Oh, yeah.
So they're saying, okay, paper, you go out and buy your paper stock. If you want silver at $12, go buy some paper stock. Go get it. They have it. It's probably available. They're trying to influx money. I don't know. But if you want
physical, I'll sell you paper. Paper stock for silver for a dollar. I mean, you know, yeah. If you don't have to supply anything, you can do that.
Hold on. Kurt's about
that,
to go to jail, right? Ladies and gentlemen. Let me stop.
Well,
this.
Okay.
Kurt will not sell stocks. Hold on. Kurt will not sell stocks of paper silver for a dollar. You'll go to prison.
What?
Buddy.
Yeah, I suppose
you're
there's
not allowed,
some, another law about that.
Yeah, don't
you
say
know.
The word
but
stock on
I'm
the radio. And do, I'm just telling you.
Isn't
now, I know
it amazing?
Sounds goofy. But I'm telling you, they will literally, what is that thing, the exchange commission and everything, they will come down on your heart and say, first off, you don't have these security licenses, you don't have the fiduciary responsibility, and they'll go into they're the only ones that can fraud you, right? Brian, Kirk can't. They can.
Yeah. I mean, there's a company up in Salt.
You got to have a license to defraud.
Because he
heck
didn't
yeah.
have a license, and he was creating paper.
Yeah, but you got to have a license to commit fraud, don't you know that? You're not even allowed
right.
to print money, buddy, because if you can
like
do stocks, I can
Reserve.
Do money.
You know, wouldn't it be an ideal time for the president to say, look, you know, I found out that the, you know, Abraham Lincoln and JFK and a few guys in between made these United States notes. I mean, they're certainly not backed by silver or gold, but neither is the Federal Reserve note.
You want Donald
got,
to stay
so,
alive, sir?
I mean, well, I don't. That is another problem, isn't
but
it?
But your point's well
yeah,
taken on
point.
All counts, Kurt.
It's a great time to print up those United States notes, I think.
I agree. And your point about selling it for a dollar is valid because that's exactly what they're doing is the point. Now, the only reason I'm backing you off on the statement is because I'm telling you, they'll twist it out of your point being made to that, hey, you know what, Kurt Crosby is... You know, whatever. We got to be really careful with how we say it because they'll use it against us for sure. But Kurt's point is spot on, isn't it, Brian?
Right. That's exactly right. Oh, and that's how they, isn't that how they can manipulate markets? They
yes,
influx
sir.
More, they can buy and trade more, they can do whatever they want. Behind.
But don't they call it something different? It's called spoofing, right? Is that what
yeah.
it's called?
Well, there's.
Spoofing.
That's one word, but if you're a big corporation and you can manipulate these markets up and down You know, why would the government fine J.P. Morgan $500 billion and Goldman Sachs these fines, and they have to pay? They're doing the illegal. If they're finding this, they're doing something illegal, right? Well, okay. So if it's illegal trading and dropping that market and buying a physical, yeah. But they seem to can do it.
Well, and the fines are always less than they made on the take, so they continue to do it, too. They just find different ways to play the game until they get caught again.
Right. But they've been doing it every year. They, you know, if you're making $5 billion a year, what's $500 million? Fine.
That's my point, Aaron.
That's right.
Now, understand,
exactly right.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's just be very clear. The con game is on full display. It's been hard for a lot of people to understand it. I explain this to people over and over, and they go, but Sam, and they want to whip out their, quote, educated economist's degrees on me, or economics degrees or whatever. They want to tell you, no, Sam, hold on. When I was in college, then they told me this and that, and I just look at them and laugh, and then, you know, they think I don't know. But now they're starting to get it. Ladies and gentlemen, why don't you go ahead and buy a bunch of silver on paper at 12 bucks an ounce, because you're going to get rich. You're going to go buy it at 12, go to Brian and sell it for 17. He'll take it from you all day long because Brian can sell it left and right. And you can just make $5 like instantly. I mean, it'll take you like 30 seconds. Double transaction, back to back, boom, da bomb, bomb, bang, you're rich. Okay, but you try to get delivery of that and you'll see that you can't. And then you'll see that if you can't get delivery, the $12 spot price that you bought it for, since you can't get what you bought, is fraud. If I literally sell you something and then refuse to deliver what I sell you, but I take your money, hey, people go to jail over that kind of stuff all the time. But in this case, what'll happen is you'll get an exposure.
Social Security.
Well, that's a whole different topic, Kurt. That's a whole new level of fraud you're talking about now, buddy.
Wouldn't want to be talking about.
We're not talking about the common variety of fraud. Right, you're talking about top-down government fraud on a mass.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
good point.
Herd mentality, you know. What's it called? I'm trying to think of the word.
Let the good times roll.
Let's go back to the fraud we're talking about. So you can't do it. Now, if you literally take possession of the silver, you're going to not sell it for less than 18 bucks. Now, if you have a bunch of silver and you believe the spot price is 12, I'm ready to buy all you've got in the physical world. Okay, this highlights the point that we're making. The paper
Brian
play
is
a game.
Too, I think.
Now, Donald could stop this tomorrow if he wanted to Kurt's point, Brian.
Yeah. Couldn't he? I mean,
he's
mentioned in the past that getting back on the gold silver standard, you know, let's go back to the standard that we've set up, that we should be set up on. It would also be a hard thing to do right at this point. I mean,
well, when you have 121 ratio manipulation, on top of that, you don't have enough metal to even deliver on your contracts. To even consider going back to the gold standard would expose whole fraud, buddy.
That's exactly right.
There's no chance on this green earth the president's going to do that, Kurt.
That's right.
So if I want some of those nice 2020 ones that they quit making,
no, those cost like $300 now because they're a specialty item, buddy.
So I'm selling those at $21.50. I have
spot on them is like $12, but he's selling them for $21.50. Kurt, take all you want.
And I'm limiting right now for a roll at a time, and I'm having no problem selling them.
Why are you limiting to a roll at a time, sir?
Well, I'm trying to just...
It's like limiting toilet paper, Sam, you know, the same thing.
I could have sold all I had to one guy, but I just said, you know what, yeah, I know you want to buy them all, but I need to share the love.
Hey, man, nothing like it. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the one and only Honest Money Report on Liberty Roundtable Live with Brian Rust on your radio.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray. And that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable on the Loving Liberty Radio Network. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's all rainy and cold outside and stuff like that. We're on earthquake doldrums and coronavirus doldrums, right. And it's all rainy, and Kurt's like, it's a beautiful day out there. What? Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, that's just the about as...
Go ahead, Brian.
That's about, as true as...
Brian, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm jumping in there, but we got to look at the bright side. There's got to be some positive, and Kurt, you've done a good job with that.
Amen, Kurt.
Well, it's about as true as when they tell us to, like good deals at Silver, and then you can't find them. I mean, it's just lies, but the emperor.
Well, it reminds me of the country song.
New
it's
clothes,
a great
you know.
Day to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And that, you know, it,
yeah,
Kurt's
right
in that sense that we need to be of good cheer. And it's grateful. I'm grateful that we do have water. We certainly need plenty of water right now. I'll tell you that right now. And you know what? Yeah. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you believe the day of his coming is approaching, and every day gets closer to that, and you believe in your God, family, and country viewpoint, and you start doing the things to become a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ and spend your time in those good pursuits and things like that, it is a good day. Kurt's right about this, folks.
Yep.
He's absolutely right. Kurt?
Well, anyway, I got a question, Brian. Let's say, a wealthy guy like me had $100. And, he comes to you and says, hey, man, I'm ready to invest my, big wad. What are you going to tell him to buy, I assume silver-wise, because you can't really touch a piece of gold for, less than $150, I suppose. So if he's got $100, are you going to tell him to buy dimes, quarters, halves? What are you going to say?
Yeah, I've been selling a lot of dimes, quarters, and halves. The product that I've had some silver coin here, and I've got more coming, and I've got people wanting it, putting deposits down, and getting it. Yesterday, I got in 1,000 one-ounce rounds, and I have none of those right now. So I had orders, people had put deposits, and we called them and said, come and get your silver. One guy, he bought 150, other people, they just bought 20 here and so on. But what my point is the fact that as product comes in, it's already sold, per se.
Yeah, you want to know my recommendation?
So if you break this down to, like, a grocery store, for example, let's say all of a sudden the grocery store said, hey, usually bananas are 60 cents a pound, but now they're only 40 cents, but we don't have any. But you have to pay ahead of time, and then we'll call you when our truckload of bananas are going to get here, and if they get here. And when they do, you can show up and maybe get some bananas, right? I mean, that's kind of how it works.
Right, and I'm only selling stuff I have coming. So so people say, can you get this? Yeah, maybe. But I'm only pre-selling stuff I know is on the way that I paid for that's coming myself. Yep.
So he's saying there is a reality in the actual take possession market where they won't tell you that they're going to deliver it to you if they can't. There's a trust factor there. There's a confidence factor. And these people keep confidences. They're not going to take Brian as a dealer's money if they don't really have it to ship. kind of a discussion, and Brian's telling you that he won't sell you something he doesn't have either. And that's the difference, right, Kurt? You've highlighted a perfect segue to point out the difference in these markets, right?
But I agree. But I think, Brian, that as far as I know, you can get some silver real cheap out of Wuhan, China. And they've got it. Pretty much the same stuff as you get out of the, the mint, yeah, right?
But it's in quarantine, so you can't take possession.
Yeah.
Well, it sure is cheap, though.
I've got a bowl of stuff over here on the other side of my desk here that has stuff like that out of Mexico or China or so on that's fake. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, I don't sell that, but I have a bowl. I can show it to you. I'm going to make a copy of it at some point.
Yeah, it sure looks pretty, though, doesn't it? How do you tell the difference in that stuff? Because I guess you basically just have to use like a magnet or what's the trick
that's
to figure
way
out if you're, so like if it's silver, does it basically the magnet won't, connect to it, or how's that work?
Right, it'll stick to a magnet based on the metals, but they're also silver. They plate copper. Copper will register actually that if you plate it by silver, you'll see some register. I have a machine, $1,000 machine, and it'll even register as okay. Well, that's gold plated or silver plated, and it's showing up as silver. So that's what you got to be careful with. There's so much stuff that's coming out that it's not good. I went to school to counterfeiting to learn how to do that, so I can kind of.
Let me make this clear. You went to school to catch counterfeiters and to detect counterfeiting, right, not to actually do the counterfeiting, right?
Yes, yes.
You're not like, hey, I'm running a redneck still over here for counterfeiting. They taught me how in school.
Do you go to the Federal Reserve to figure that out, to, get taught about counterfeiting? Or how do you learn that?
That's a counterfeiting school to go to there.
Those guys teach it.
So basically you're learning parameters of what you're to look for as far as, okay, has this coin been cast? Have they added a mint mark to change it from a common, 1914 Philadelphia to a 1914 Denver 1 cent piece that's 150 bucks, let's say, instead of it's 10 cents or something to that effect. So you're looking for parameters to detect, and then, yeah, then you can get some things authenticated if you need to send those in or so on. But yeah, there's a process.
But a good time.
Once a week.
So do you have, to Kurt's question, do you have dimes and quarters and halves if people want that?
Yes.
All right.
Selling for $15 and something per dollar right now.
So that would be your recommendation.
Yeah, so instead of selling for 12 like they tell you, the spot price is. The real spot price, at least if you're buying those, the least expensive ones are like 15 bucks.
Yeah, and understand spot. They don't have near as much silver in them as why.
Yeah, 90%, right?
Is it 90%, Brian?
Yeah, it is 90%. So, yeah, you're 90% silver coin has a little alloy in it and so on. But, yeah, so every dollar's worth of quarters is 0.72 of an ounce. Every dollar's worth of silver dollars, the old silver dollars, is 0.77 of an ounce. So, but I have some of that, and everything seems to be, we'll just keep plugging along until we have to shut our door because we can't get any more product, and they don't.
All right,
pretty immune, and I'm hoping, I'm pretty immune to disease per se, because coins, filthy lucre is pretty filthy, so I figure I've got a pretty good immune system, but I don't know.
Well, you've got a great immune system as long as you can take possession of things. If you can't get anything, it doesn't matter how valuable something is that a man can outstrip your ability to get. And if you can't get nothing, then there ain't nothing to have and nothing to sell, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And as long as I can get product and I pay for product and getting in, great. But see, I was grown up on as far as investment or savings was all in metal. So I have metal myself, but I'm not. My wife said, "Hey, you're not selling any ours, are you?" So, I'm protecting that. That's our nest egg.
All right. Well, that's great news. So there's a big crisis going on in the country, and there's two kind of quick stories I want to highlight before the end of the hour with Brian Rust, RustQuinnandGift.com, doing a phenomenal job. Donald Trump signs coronavirus relief bill with over $100 billion in aid. Now, Mitch McConnell, I mean, this guy's a thug. He said he wouldn't even allow the Senate to be dismissed unless they pass it. Okay? He said, literally, we will not let the Senate adjourn until this bill passes. So it did. It passed 90-8 so people could leave. And so it's a big old fiasco with that. To me, can you really do that? We're going to hold you here as senators. You will not be allowed to leave until you pass this thing. I mean, I don't know about vote fraud, but that's as vote fraud as it gets, Kurt.
Well, just imagine if you did that with your kids. Like, you're not leaving this house wow. until you clean up your room. I mean, ooh. You know, you'd be going to prison. I mean, something like
all right. So Mitch has special privilege. He could probably get a coronavirus test, too, I'll bet. Okay, so who are the eight that voted against it, Kurt? Do you have those real quick?
I still haven't been able to find the
all right, so I've looked for 10 minutes so far. Kurt's looked for 10 minutes, and we can't even find who voted no. But I'm pretty confident that Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Ben, what's that guy's name? Sass, and a few others voted no. But it was a 90-8 smackdown in favor of spending $100 billion. And this is one of just multiple bills that they're putting together. You want to know why they're so crazy to get this done, Brian? You ready?
Yeah.
Bank of America, quote, the U.S. is now in recession, buddy.
There you go. I think we were saying it was in a recession here.
I know, but listen, if you say it or I say it, it doesn't matter. Okay, you're nobody. I'm nobody. If the U.S. bank says it, now it's true, my friend. If you're starving and you say you're starving, it doesn't really matter. If I'm like a doctor and I say, Brian, you're starving, then you probably really are. See what I'm talking about?
Right.
It's kind of like that. I mean, it's insanity. But we're literally already in a recession, and they're literally talking about giving $1,000 to every American and bailing out every right. single business in the world right now.
Right. That's exactly right. And the problem is here. I mean, we look at a bank. We look at a bank and say, okay, here's our bank. Let's put our money in the bank. They're going to be – but the rich get richer. The banks get richer. I mean, they just dump these money. They're not going to fail at all. But if my business, if I can't do business, and like they're shutting a lot of these restaurants down because of this virus, they can't work. They can't. Yeah, let's give them $1,200 a month, or let's give that. That's not going to solve the problem. And they should realize that we're just, you know, this helicopter money that we're just going to dump out there to people. If people can't go to restaurants, spend it or buy cars and keep the money flowing through the economy, it's not going to do anything. We're all going to sit in our home. That's what they want us to do, is just sit at home, don't go to work. We'll take care of the rest of your lives.
Hopefully, you sit at home and buy stuff on Amazon and wait for it to be delivered. Yeah. That's
well, hold on. Amazon can't deliver because nobody will go to work, buddy.
Good
They're
point.
They're trying to hire more people. They'll run it to you.
Well, they'll get the drones working pretty quick now.
Yeah,
because you've got
that's
to
right.
do it.
I mean, I don't even know how to respond to this market, but I will tell you one thing. Do not let fear take over. Replace fear with faith. Right. Know that God Almighty is in charge. Know that God, right. family, and country are the most important things. And know that if you do what God asks, He will heal your land and protect you. Be confident in those things. Do those things. Serve those around you. Spend your time in what I would call the greater pursuits, Brian.
Absolutely. Amen to that. It's God's children blessing God's children. I get it. Yep.
And if you have a little bit of extra, roll by Russ Quinn and Gift, and he'll tell you what he's got. He can either pick out of that bowl of the Chinese currency if you want for you, or he can, you know, double down and get you gold, dimes and quarters and halves, and that is available. The 1 ounce stuff's a little harder to get, but if you get in line and get the queue, he can get it for you. It just might be a little bit of a delay in doing so, but he won't take your money when he can't deliver. He'll tell you when he can deliver and take your money when he can. And man, this is indeed the Honest Money Report. Brian, thank you, sir, and Godspeed, brother.
Hey, same to you, brother. Good job.
All right, there he goes. Brian Rust, always doing a phenomenal job on your radio. And so I don't even know. I normally write what the gold and silver prices are on the Honest Money Report. I'm going to have to delete that now because the con game is on full display. So that's what I'll do, I guess. I'll just say the con game is on full display, and I'll take out the gold and silver part, because I don't know what to write. Do I write what Brian will sell it to you for, or what the government claims you can get it for on paper? Maybe Brian ought to sue the government for lying about what the real prices are, huh? Oh, that's been tried too. God save the Republic.